This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1958, The ABCs of Connecting in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Are you someone who comes up with a lot of backup plans? Today, get 6 ways to use the letters A, B, and C to make creative English expressions to talk about organizing an event, your natural skills, and more. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How's everything today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. How are you?
Good. I want to remind our listeners, guys, we're over on YouTube today. So if you want to watch us on video, go over and hit subscribe on our channel. And Michelle, what are we getting into? What is today's topic on All Ears English?
Well, Lindsay, do you know the ABCs of podcasting?
The ABCs. I do. I know a lot about podcasting.
Yes, of course you do.
Yeah, I could probably, talk about the basics. Is that what you're asking me? The basics? Do I know the basics? Like the most important things?
Right. Okay. Right. The ABCs, right? So yeah. Sometimes we say that and as an expression, basically, to mean the basics, the basic things you need to know.
In that case, yes. I read industry news on podcasting every single morning. There's always a new newsletter, who's joining what company and what new technology is coming out. So yeah, I know the ABCs. I'm on it.
All right. Good. Well, so guys, we are going to be talking about the alphabet a little bit today. So I'm excited for this episode. This is going to be fun. But before we do that, guys, we want to say thank you to a reviewer. This reviewer gave us 5 stars, right, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, I love reading our amazing reviews from our listener. This listener's name is Noor El Mustafa from the US. And the listener says, these episodes have different thoughts, but when I listen and I try to understand what's going on, I become excited, more and more excited about the next episode. I'm so lucky that I found you. Thanks from my heart. I think that is actually a common experience for a lot of our listeners, Michelle. You know, they try it out and they're like, oh, what is this? I'm not sure. But they get hooked, right? They get addicted because we have fun on this show. And we do, right? We have fun. And we also tie everything back to connection, not perfection, right? That's really why we're here, is to connect through English. So thank you to our listener.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So guys, we are going to get into this a little bit more. We also have episode 1651, which is alphabet idioms in English. So we're doing a little bit more of that today, but definitely listen to that episode 1651.
Yes.
But Lindsay, I think plan A is to record 5 episodes today, but plan B is to do 3 today and 2 tomorrow, right?
That sounds like what we talked about. I hope we get plan A, but we'll see.
I hope we do too. Yes. So guys, so this is the first one. So this is plan A and plan B. So is that very common to you, Lindsay?
Yeah, it really is. You always have to have a backup plan, Michelle, for everything in life. Using the expression plan B as another way to say this is my backup plan is great. It's a great expression.
Right. It's like the first thing and the second thing, right? So yeah. Lindsay, do you usually try and make a plan B for things like in travel or anything else in life? Are you somebody who thinks ahead and anticipates potential problems, or do you just kind of go and hope for the best?
I don't know about that. I just did a bunch of self-assessments and that's not my personality type to have all these plans and all these backup fallout plans. No, I usually just go for it, Michelle. What about you?
I think so too. It's funny. I asked you the question, I didn't think about it for myself. I think sometimes, this about me is I do have to sometimes make a lot of plan Bs, because of my like childcare situation, sometimes, oh my gosh. Well guys, during the global health crisis, oh my gosh. Do you remember the whole thing was based off of if my son took a nap, so we would have, oh my God, I can't even tell you. I still have anxiety over it, because what would happen is, some days he would nap and some days he wouldn't nap, and it was just me and him
It's a miracle we get these episodes done, guys. Four episodes a week for you guys. You should see we have a plan A, B, C, D.
Yes, exactly. So I would be like, oh, Lindsay, plan A is to record during his nap. But if he doesn't take a nap, then plan B is just... And every day when I went to put him down for his nap, like the day that we were, that if we were recording, I'd be so nervous because I'd be like, oh, gosh, I hope he actually goes to sleep. Yeah. And so... It's funny. Yeah. So sometimes with like logistics with kids, I have to think about.
You have to. Yeah. For the things that really matter, like we publish this podcast 4 days a week, no matter what.
Yeah.
We always give you guys four episodes a week. You will never miss that here. And so it's important to us to make sure we get those done. So that's why we often had a plan A for recording, a plan B, a plan C. So use this for the things that really matter, things you have to get done. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So you could just say, so what's our plan B if this doesn't work out? So that might be a good way to use it.
Can you say that again? I thought that sounded very natural.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So what's our plan B if this doesn't work out?
Yeah. And we've talked in other episodes about the expression workout. I'm sure we have. I know we have somewhere in the archives of All Ears English, but what's our plan B if this doesn't work out? Really important question to ask.
Mm-hmm. Or what's another way you could say this? I have another example.
So you could say, let's make a plan A and a plan B so we can anticipate any issues that come up. Right? Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and these are good conversations, I think, also for presentations, right? So like if maybe you're anticipating a tech issue.
Oh my gosh.
So when you're giving a presentation, you always like, okay, let's say you have your slides, but you know that the internet may not work. So then you want to have them on like a thumb drive so that you don't need the internet. Or maybe you want to have not only your slides, but you want to have index cards. So, there are all sorts of things. So yeah, you can plan A, plan B, plan C. So that's a good one for those situations.
Yeah, you always need that. I mean, for example, what happens if you have your slides and the projector works with your slides or the computer works, but for some reason, from the angle you're at, you can't read your own slides. So then you need your notes on the piece of paper. There's lots of things that could go wrong in a business presentation. Right. And we talk more on the Business English podcast, which you can hit follow on, guys, about presentations. Okay. Yes.
Right. Definitely listen to that as well. So let's go on to the next one. So the next one is from A to Z.
Okay.
That's completely or from beginning to end. So it makes me think of, guys, we've been recently talking about the Spice Girls. Lindsay, did you know all of the words to the song Wannabe?
Is there a Spice Girls song? No, I didn't know the Spice Girls all that well. I think maybe I wasn't quite the right age or time. Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, so there's I don't know if I can quote the song, but there's a song Wannabe. Can I or no?
Nah, we probably shouldn't. We don't want to step on anyone's copyright.
All right. A to Z is mentioned. That's all I'll say.
Got it.
So you can look it up. It's great. Okay. So, but you might say like, so again, it's like completely from beginning to end. So you might say like, let's review this from A to Z.
Yeah, from A to Z. Or, okay, so the kids are all ready for bed, A to Z. So all you have to do is read them a story. Thanks so much for babysitting. I also think of this being used a lot in book titles or podcast titles, right? Like, I'm sure there is a podcast about podcasting. It's like podcasting A to Z. I'm sure that exists. No question.
Right,
book manuals, right?
Or ABCs. It's kind of similar sure. to like, yeah, in a way.
Yeah, I love it. So it really means that this is going to be a comprehensive guide. This thing is going to give you all the details that you need. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Okay, what else, Michelle?
Okay, just to briefly, we already talked about the ABCs, so I don't want to go too much into it, but just a couple more. I mean, like we talked about the basics, but ABCs could also be kind of like the details in a way, like the details or general basics of something. So you could say, let's go over the ABCs of knife safety. Yeah. Or
I'll give you a quick rundown of the ABCs of the real estate market. Yeah, I don't hear this as much, but sometimes you might hear it, and it's good for you guys to have alternative things to say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. But I think you might see like a lot of books with this.
Definitely,
with
that would be the style. Place where you'd see that the most. Yeah.
Right. Okay. We have a few more. So we have a blank student. So A or N, right? So this is used with grading. Okay. So you might say like an A student, a B student, a C student, all the way down to F. And I'm not sure how grading is done in other cultures, but we have like A is the best, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what kind of student are you? We also had in school, we had like high honor roll or honor roll, right? That kind of thing with categorizing mm-hmm. students. So just a C student means what, Michelle? It means pretty average, right?
A pretty average student, because C is average, or, I mean, you know, of course, maybe people are shooting for A or B, but maybe they're a C student. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I was a C student in biology. Or like a B minus.
I was a C student in biology.
It was just so hard. I remember Bio 101. It was a total shock to me how hard it was in my freshman year in college. And it was really hard. I studied so much and I only got B minuses, C pluses. It was tough.
Yeah.
Really tough.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, I think we had pretty much probably the same strengths and as far as being students and what we're.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
And that's why we are where we are today and why we're not
we're
biologists.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you could say, like, for example, you could say, I'm a C student at best when it comes to biology.
I love that as a bonus for our listeners for today, at best. Right? Mm-hmm. What is that? I mean, well, it's kind of obvious what it means, right? At best. In the very best day.
Like, yeah, on the very best day. That's the best you can expect from me to be a C student.
Yeah. And this could be another great episode for All Ears English is using this phrase in other ways, at best, right? When we talk about our skills or, I don't know, like worst case scenario, other ways to describe the best and the worst case scenario, things we can expect from someone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it. I like that. And then let's just do we have time for two more? Yeah. You just want to do one more.
I like this next one. Let's do this next one and then move into the role play. So someone is an A, B, or a C-list celebrity. What does this mean?
A-list celebrity is like somebody that everybody knows them.
Yeah.
Like you would say like a household name. Everybody knows. And then it goes down from there. B-list is pretty good too.
Maybe
a lot of people know.
TV stars or something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
C-list might, maybe that's somebody who was once popular and is not so popular anymore. Or maybe a reality star. So that's what it is. So you would say like she's an A-list celebrity. So this place will be packed.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I've even gone down to describing people as D-list celebrities, right? Like maybe very remote reality star TV. You know, they had one series or one episode once. Right. But yeah, A, B, or C list are the most common ones. That's good.
Right. Exactly. So there you go. You got a lot of alphabet ones in addition to the other episode today. So Lindsay, should we give our listeners a role play?
Definitely, Michelle. Here we go. So we are planning a party. Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. So I think we have to make an A list and B list for space.
Oh, I hate that, but you're right. Let's go over this from A to Z.
Okay, so plan A, the food arrives on time. The guests are there, but let's make a plan B.
Yeah, if the food is late, we'll start with some of the speeches and dancing.
Perfect. Oh, I'm so glad we're going through the ABCs of party planning. I'm a total C student when it comes to understanding details and moving parts of events.
It's okay. And don't worry. It's not like any A-list celebrities are coming. Relax. It'll be fine. Oh, I think that's so interesting how you took this concept of I'm a total C student and you applied it not to school, right? In a more figurative way to life, to planning a party. That is the most interesting way to use that as an English speaker. Yeah, for sure.
I think, yeah, it's not limited to being an actual student. It could just be like talking about your strengths and weaknesses. Oh, I'm a C-list student when it comes to this. And that's kind of a funny way to say, I remember we did an episode about not my forte.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes along with that. Oh, I'm a C student when it comes to this.
Yeah. So that was my favorite thing that we said here. And then what else did we say? I said, oh, I hate that, but you're right. Let's go over this from A to Z. So what am I saying there? Let's go over this from A to Z.
Completely. Let's go through the whole party. And just as a quick bonus, we said A-list and B-list. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, it's like, you know, some people when they plan a party, they might, you know that they can only have this many people. So they make a first list of who, you know, they really want to come. And then they have to make a B-list.
Yeah. Sometimes you might do that for a wedding, for example. You just have a lot of friends and family members and you just can only have so many people to the wedding, you might have an A-list and a B-list. Don't be offended if you're on the B-list, guys. It's okay. You won't know necessarily.
Yeah, you won't know. if you get an invite the day before, you can pretty much guess.
If you get an invite, I would say, because usually save the dates in the U.S. will go out a year in advance, right?
Yeah.
If you get an invite, and then you should get the invite like 9 months in advance or 8 months, 6 months maybe. If you get an invite 2 months in advance, you might be on the B list, but it's okay.
I think 1 month in advance. I think even three. I feel like for
even
my wedding.
Months. Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow.
No, I agree with you. I'd say, did you send your invites out 3 months before?
Yeah, I think 3 months.
Wow. Okay. I think we did six.
Because I had to save the day first.
You had to save the day so you can kind of relax, right? Yeah, I would agree. Let's say 1 to 2 months before, then that might be a giveaway.
Yes, exactly. All right. So then I said, okay, plan A, the food arrives. The guests are there, but let's make a plan B, right? So a backup plan, basically.
Yep. And then you said, perfect. I'm so glad we're going through the ABCs of party planning. Again, not a super common thing to say, but you'll show your personality if you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the example you liked, Lindsay Ting, saying, I'm a total C student when it comes to understanding details and moving parts of events. Lindsay, how are you at that? Are you good at like the party planning, like the details, that stuff?
No. I can handle details. They tax me heavily, right? They tax my mind. They make me tired and I get obsessive over them, but they don't come naturally to me. So it's like hard work, right? Yeah,
exactly. Okay, awesome. But then you said, don't worry. And what did you say?
It's not like any A-list celebrities are coming, right? Relax, it'll be fine. You know what this makes me think of, Michelle, is our urban immersion adventures. Because we had so much planning that went into those adventures where we had our students, our listeners come to Boston, New York City, even Tokyo. We did this in Tokyo in 2018 and 2019. We had some student ambassadors helping us. You were involved, Michelle, but we had plan B, plan C, plan D. Okay, if we can't get into that park, we'll go to that place, the rain plan. What if the native speakers don't show up? We had so many backup plans. And there were so many logistics. So I think it's good to, whenever you attend an event like that, just appreciate for a moment what's gone into this, because there's a lot that goes into these things. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's very true. I have a lot of respect for party planners, actually.
Oh, yeah. Event planning. It's a whole industry. Right.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, this was fun. Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, I mean, this is a cool way to show your personality. First of all, just understand, like I said, that's the idea. A lot goes into these things. So appreciate people who are putting on events, who are planning events, and give them a little help sometimes if they need it. And just be creative with the way you talk about things. I especially like the, like I said, the C student thing, rating how your skills are. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it's a way to show your personality. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Lindsay, this was fun. I hope you have a great day and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Michelle. Talk soon. Take care. Bye. Right,
bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, you know, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.